Pastor Martha Munizzi, and I'm co-lead pastor of Epic Life Church. Thank you so much for downloading the Epic Life Church podcast. This podcast is designed to encourage you, build your faith, and inspire you as we teach God's word. Make sure you subscribe so you can have the message sent to your computer or your iPhone every week so you don't miss a thing. Get ready for the word today. I hope you're blessed. Today is the first Sunday of 2024, and there's just something different about this year. Can anybody say that that's true? I mean, the first 7 days were like crazy chaos, right? I mean, I started listing all the things that were happening in Japan and things that were happening even here in New York, all the crazy stuff that was just happening. It seemed like all the, like YouTube is ablaze. There's all kinds of stuff coming out. It's like, what is happening in 2024? But it made me realize we need to be ready for whatever God is doing and be prepared and be ready, and prayer will do that. But there's something about the first thing, the first, like Pastor Dan just said, about the first. There's something about it, as something changes as we spend the first day of the in the house of God, the first day of the month, first day of the year in the house of God. I mean, the rest of it matters as well. I just want to say how you start matters. How you start matters. And the entire month of January is going to be very exciting. We've got something every week that's going to be a little different. You don't want to miss any Sundays here. We even have, at the end of this month, on the 31st, we have a night of worship that will lead us up right as we go through our fast. We start our fast on Wednesday, and we'll culminate at the end on the 31st with a night of worship right here. It's a Wednesday night, so you don't want to miss that. Make sure that you fill out a connection card. Make sure we have all your information so that we can send you the right information so you don't miss out on anything. How many of you know that there is more in 2024? Yeah. I really believe that there's more joy, there's more anointing, there's more peace, there's more discernment. I don't know. I need more wisdom going into the new year. I need some more peace. I need some more love. And I just believe that if you had setback, and maybe you've experienced loss in 2023, I just believe that all of that is a purpose from the Lord, and He is setting you up for what He's doing. It wasn't a setback. It was a setup. It wasn't a loss. It was a gain. So you're positioned for more just because of what you've gone through in 2023. Come on, you have to lose some things to gain some things. You believe that? Amen. How many of you cleaned out your closet and realized you had more than you thought you did? I got to get rid of some stuff. No, sometimes loss is actually gain because God is positioning you for something new that He has. And I'm believing that today. Amen. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. Thank you so much, worship team. I'm going to release them. And I'm just believe today that as we go into this new year, I want to declare from the beginning that God has something better for your life than what you've been experiencing up until this moment. And I know many times we ask God for breakthrough, but what we really need to do is, God, put me in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right things. And when you do that, you'll find breakthrough is right in front of you. And stop just asking God for breakthrough, because sometimes you need to put a little bit more meat on those bones. God, put me in the right place with the right people at the right time. How many of you know timing is everything? So as we move into this new year, we need some new relationships. You need to find some good people around you. Get good people around you, because the Bible says that good people, the right people, will refresh your soul. So you need to get around some good people. And when you do that, find some people who are pursuing God, who are full of energy, who love God. And when you do that, you'll see how God will release His power in your life. How many of you have friends that kind of drain you? They're like emotional vampires. Don't raise your hand. Don't look at them, okay? I'm just saying, you got people like that, that you spend time with them and you have to kind of gear up for it. Like, okay, here I go. And then when you leave, it takes you a couple days to kind of overcome the conversation. Maybe you've got people, maybe you are that person. I'm going to help you today. We need to get some new people. We need to be intentional going into the new year that we've got the right people around us if we're really serious about breakthrough. And you might be asking, how do I find people like that? Well, I've got some really good information for you. We are about to kick off our winter semester of Connect Groups in February. More information will be coming. We meet here on Monday night. We have like a community night, and then we all partake of a class or a theme or a teaching, discipleship together, and then we break off into circles. How many of you know life change happens better in circles rather than rows? I know you think that you're going to be best friends with the person next to you and you don't even know their name. That's not how it works. You need to get out of that comfort zone and get in a connect group, meet some people. You can even sign up for Growth Track. After the service today, we have a Growth Track open house. It's going to last about 10, 15 minutes. And you can come and find out about what Growth Track means. You see our four core values on the wall back there. Know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and make a difference. And you need to know what that means. And sometimes, you know, we hear about Growth Track, we hear about serving, we hear about joining a team, and sometimes we overthink it. Any overthinkers in the room? You're still thinking about, should I raise my hand? Okay. I appreciate the quickness of some of you. That's me. I do it. I don't think that's you. I think you're not an overthinker. I think you're a quick thinker. But we do. We overthink, or we assume something is more difficult than we really know that it is. So we do these open houses once in a while so that you can come and see what it is that Growth Track offers before you come and sit through a whole class. And so you can do that right after the service today and then sign up, go through Growth Track, get on a team, start serving. I'm telling you, when you get around people who are pursuing God, it will change your life. It will absolutely change your life. And what we've got to do is we've got to let go of the old, let go of the excuses, let go of all the reasons, good or bad, legitimate or not. And we have to say, God, if I'm going to really see a difference in 2024, it's going to require some things of me. It's going to cost me some time and things that maybe I thought I could maybe put more time over here. But God, I want to pursue you. And if we don't move forward and we don't look forward with new energy, it's so easy to slip back into old behaviors, old mindsets, old patterns. That's what will happen if we are not intentional about moving forward. How many of you know if you want to eat better, you're going to have to go in that kitchen and in that pantry and throw out all the Doritos? Oh, I came for Doritos today. All the cheddar and sour cream Ruffles, which are my favorite, except Pastor Dan likes to buy them at Walmart. And I promise him it's not the same as Publix. He says it's the same. I'm telling him it's not. Okay? It's not. Okay, I know there's a difference. Thank you. I don't know what it is, but there's a difference. We're being scammed somehow. Anyway, stay on the point here. But we've got to get rid of some things that we might want to hold on to that are going to keep us from fulfilling that health decision that we've made. And we've got to move forward. We've got to do it. Don't even think about it. Just get in there and get rid of it all, right? Don't say, well, I'll save this as a snack for the dog. No, you won't. You'll be hiding in the pantry eating it yourself, okay? No, we got to, how many of you know I've done that? That's how I know, okay? And we've got to move on. You got to forget what's behind you. Forget 2023 and move forward. Philippians 3:13 tells us this. He said, one thing I do. Everybody say one thing. One thing. If you don't do anything else moving into the new year, this is the one thing you need to do. Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I know that looks like two things, but it's one. Because if you don't forget, you can't reach. If you're in two places, you're holding on here, you can't reach for here because the old is pulling you back. So you let go so you can reach forward. The one thing I do, I'm letting go and forgetting what's behind me so that I can move forward. Why? Because what happened in the past is in the past, and what's ahead of you is better. Amen. It's better. Somebody shout, what's ahead is better. You shouted like you want God to really do something this year. Come on, shout it again. What's ahead is better. Yes, and 2024 is going to be a phenomenal year, but it is going to require something different. And I believe many of you, you're ready for it too. You're like, I am so tired of just hoping things change. I am so tired of writing a vision board and writing all my goals down, and then I get excited and then I don't really see a change. I'm really tired of waiting. Am I talking to anybody today? You're just frustrated in the waiting. It's okay. You're not a sinner. You're not bad. It happens to all of us, but I know what I'm saying. Because 2023 was good, but going into 2024, your attitude is like, I ain't playing. Amen. Yes. Amen. Anybody have that attitude? Like, I'm done. I'm done talking about it. I've done it. I'm done. I'm not playing. I want more. Raise your hand if you're ready for more. And if you want the new, then here's what you need to do. The first step you can take is start pursuing a deeper relationship with God. That's where it begins. Pastor Chris Hodges says if it'll be a great year of your life. It'll be the best year of your life if it's your best year spiritually. We can put everything else in front of the spiritual part, and then we'll find ourselves frustrated. You've got to go and pursue a deeper relationship with God. And here's how we're going to do it this year. We're going to begin our 21-day fasting and prayer season. It's going to start this Wednesday. Anybody excited about it? If you've never fasted before, I encourage you to jump on. If you go, oh no, fasting's not for me, then this is set up just exactly for you, because fasting is very important. I want to talk about that quickly today, because every January in our church for several years, 8 years, we have gone through the Daniel fast, and we start 21 days believing God, and we're praying and every day, and we're going through a specific Bible study that we'll send you, and you can probably, I think it's going to come up on the screen in a moment. But you can be a part of everything that God is doing. And so we are going to spend 21 days starting this Wednesday in 21 days of prayer and fasting. It is a massive reset for your life. And that's what we need in the beginning of the year. And when you spend 21 days fasting and pursuing God more, He will show up in your life. How many of you believe we need God like we've never needed God before? We need God. We need His presence. Our nation needs God. Our world needs God. We need a move of the Holy Spirit that will sweep in our churches and in our lives. We need to stop playing church and start being the church. We need to start being obedient to the basics. Come on. Fasting and prayer. Jesus said, and when you tithe and when you fast, He didn't say if. He just assumed that you will, because that's a part of the Christian discipline. Our faith is that we fast. And it's not just a diet. It's not just to feel good, although those are great benefits. But we're not just fasting food. We're pursuing God. That's the whole reason that we do it, because we're believing that God's going to do something in our lives. And it's time for us to stop being pushed to do everything. Right? I think it's just really time for us to say yes. It's time for me. I mean, honestly, I don't know if maybe you've gone through some things, even tithed before, and you didn't really see much happen. Can I tell you, not tithed, but fasted and prayed before, things happen. You just may not have been aware of it. And actually, I've never met anybody who fasted and prayed and came out of it and said, I didn't see God do anything. He always moves us closer in alignment with Him, but we need to pursue Him. And you need to get serious about pursuing God as much as you pursue money, as much as you pursue school, as much as you pursue success, relationships, as much as you are pursuing your dreams. You need to pursue God even more. Am I talking to anybody today that knows this is a season and a time that you need to dedicate to God and pursue Him? And so we're going to be starting on Wednesday at sundown, and we're going to all be walking through the Daniel fast. If you've never done the Daniel fast, it's a lot of fun. You're gonna love it. It is. Y'all are laughing, but I actually enjoy it. But it's mostly fruits and vegetables. There are some nuts, some grains, nothing. You'll see if you go to daniel-fast.com or even Google the Daniel fast, we'll have more information coming. Danielle's going to explain it at the end of the service and give you a little bit more information on how you can follow with us and make sure that you are eating the right things and not eating the wrong things, but you're not going to hell if you eat the wrong thing. Okay, the whole purpose is that you were saying, God, I'm going to step into this. If I mess up, I'm just going to just get back on track the next day. Amen. If you find yourself wanting to hide in the pantry and eat a burger, okay, that's just your flesh doesn't want to let go. But this one thing I do, I let go so I can reach. Amen. I let go of that cheeseburger. All right. So I can reach. And so then we're also, in addition to fasting every day, we're going to be praying. And our team really sensed that God was speaking to all of us to pray every day. And so what we're doing is we're launching starting on Wednesday, the first day of our fast, we're going to be starting a 6:30 a.m. prayer. And you can join that on the Telegram app. And that's more information. Danielle's going to come up and share a little bit more, but the Telegram app, if you'd like to be a part of that, our dream team will be on there every morning, Monday through Friday. And it's about a 12 to 15 minute time. It'll go quick. You can set your alarm, roll over, put your phone on. You don't even have to put on your video and just listen and pray with us. And I promise you, it is the best way to start your day. It's new practices. It's new habits. It's a new mindset. It's a reset. I'm not going to ask God for more in 2024, but when He's requiring more from me, amen? And so I encourage you to do that, because I just know if you are sensing God wants to do more in your life, then 21 days of prayer and fasting is a great practice. It's a great way to seek Him first. And I believe God's going to move on your behalf like never before. Amen. He's going to do something great in your life. You're going to begin to see the impact of the power of prayer in your relationships, in your family, in your work, and in every area of your life. And so I encourage you to join us, because prayer will bring clarity. Fasting brings clarity. It brings wisdom, revelation into your life. Here's what we base this on in the book of Daniel. The Daniel fast is found in the book of Daniel. And Daniel decides he's not going to eat the food of the king that has been sacrificed to idols. Daniel decides, I'm not eating any of the rich meats. I'm not drinking the fine wines. And Daniel said, Hey, King, test me. And he said, test me for 10 days and see after 10 days on the diet or the fast of just vegetables and fruits. I don't think he ate much at all. But and test me after 10 days and see. And then another time on for 21 days. He said, come and see how I'm doing. And they see after 21 days how he's doing. And he is excelling and he's doing incredibly well. After a 21-day fast, you think, and I think, man, I'm going to be depleted. I need to eat. I'm not, my blood sugars, you know, I got to get right. No, but if you do it God's way, you're actually going to find that you're going to see that breakthrough in your mind, in your spiritual health, in your soul, in your body. I'm telling you, fasting for 21 days has so many benefits. And I believe that as you fast, it's going to begin to break health conditions, chronic health conditions for many of you. So your doctor will say, just lose 30 pounds, right? It's amazing what just dropping weight will do for your body. And that's not the purpose of it, but I'm telling you, there's so many benefits to fasting. And then we're going to experience a breakthrough. I mean, for many of you, if it's an emotional issue, it could be a health issue, it could be spiritual bondage that you're in. Fasting will break that. It will break it. So every one of us in this room is ready for this. You are prepared for this. And I believe that God is going to bless you, and you're going to have a relationship with God more than you could ever imagine. And again, we're going to be doing mostly fruits and vegetables. You know, what you can do, and I've actually made a video last year. I think I sent it to a few people. And in the beginning of the fast, the first day, I make a big pot of vegetable soup. Everything in it that you love, you can pop. I mean, every vegetable, every kind of bean you like, just pop it in there, green beans, anything you like. And then I usually keep that, and that lasts me several days. And so I'm not stopping and thinking every day, what do I got to eat today? I'm prepared. And then the next week I'll make something else. And because it's not about what am I eating? I want to eat something just to get me through, but I want to make sure that food is not the priority for 21 days. And it's tough, because for the last 365 days, food has been the priority for all of us, right? So we're going to do that. Again, there's a full list on the daniel-fast.com, and you can go on there, and you're just going to see, as you begin to fast, that stress is just going to start melting off. People are going to look at you and say, what is different about you? You're glowing. And you're going to go, well, I'm pursuing God in every way I can imagine. And so I would encourage you to do this. Join us Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. How many of you are early birds? You get up early. Okay. How many of you are supposed to get up early, but you just can't do it? Okay. Yes. All right. So set your alarm. This is a reset and get up and join the call right when you wake up. Again, it goes by quickly, but it's a great way to start your day. And just to quickly go through the book of Daniel and what Daniel did to prepare two things he did outside of changing his diet. Three times a day, he actually spent time with God. So we're going to start in the morning at 6:30, all of us together, those of you that like to join us. And then throughout the day, maybe at noon, right before you have lunch, around 1 o'clock, take a minute, spend 5 minutes in the presence of the Lord. Put a worship song on. Before you go to bed at night, spend time in the presence of the Lord. Seek God three times a day. That's what Daniel did. And you know what they found? They said Daniel's knowledge was 10 times the amount of wisdom than the other people around him. So fasting and spending time in the Lord's presence is important. And then the next thing that Daniel did is that he did his work with excellence. So what I recommend you doing is, as you're fasting, is to work on your skill sets and your goal setting. This is really important because you're going to find there's so much clarity in your mind as you are fasting. So take some time and set your goals and really think big. While you're praying, while you're fasting, get a pen and a piece of paper or your phone and your notes and begin to take notes. It's what the book Good to Great, anybody heard that book Good to Great? It calls it the big, hairy, audacious goals. So pray big prayers. And as you're praying, as you're seeking God, as you're fasting, ask God this question: God, what is it that I couldn't do without your help? What is it in my life that without you I can't do? What is the one big thing you've put on my life to do? And so take time and focus, write some things down. So fast, spend time in the presence of God, and then let's make sure we're pursuing excellence. I believe we can do that. Like, make every day a masterpiece. I'm gonna wake up today and I'm gonna make it a masterpiece, and we're refocused. And so the Daniel fast and this time of prayer is gonna disconnect you enough with your regular, you know, scheduled programming. And it's going to create new patterns and habits in order for us to connect more closely to God, because that is the number one pursuit of our lives as believers. Even if we're seeking God, we want to pursue Him and know Him. Come on, you just need to say yes. You just need to say yes. Some of us just need to make sure that we go into this year with a different attitude and stop making people have to push you into stuff. When I was a kid, And my kids were kids, I let my mother teach me how to swim. And my sister's here, she can completely corroborate this story. And my mother did not believe in floaties and all that. Like, she's like, you want to learn how to swim? Just get in. And she just throw us in. That's how she did it. She didn't have time for me to give her every reason why I can't do it. Yes, you can. You just don't know that you can, and just jump in. And so when I had kids and they were about ready to learn how to swim and she had a pool, I had to leave the house and she would take them and like, all right, we're going to do this the old fashioned way. Get in. And they'd sink to the bottom. Grandma, you got it. You got it. Come on. And there's something about that we need to kind of take on, that attitude of, I got to just jump in. I can't just say, well, I don't know. No, I don't. I got to start saying yes to some things. I got to say yes. Has anybody heard that new phrase all the kids are saying? Say less. Anybody heard that? Say less. I think they do this too. Like, say less. Like, stop talking. Say less. And I thought, say less. I love that. What does it mean? So I looked it up. And it just means, okay, I'm ready, say less. You don't have to convince me anymore, say less. I'm done being afraid. You don't have to push me. You don't have to talk me into it. I just say less, because I got it. Like, Pastor Martha, you can end the service now. I got it. I'm ready to go. That's how you are. Like, you have this attitude. Maybe you're like, yeah, that'd be great. Can you do that? No, you seriously, give me 5 more minutes, y'all. We're going to get out of here, okay? But say less. Come on, look at somebody and say, say less. Say less. It's time to say less. We hear so much, and we need somebody to just sit and hold our hand and push us. And if you'll just do it, come on, you can do it. No, I'm ready to say yes. God, you don't have to keep pushing me anymore. I'm so hungry. Save your words. I don't have to be pushed. I got it because there's better. What's ahead is better. Somebody shout that again. What's ahead is better. And see, better is kind of subjective, right? So what we're offering through 21 days of fasting and prayer is a better way. And you've got to get beyond your flesh to really believe that. You've got to just kind of trust me and jump in, and then you'll see. But better is subjective, right? Some things are just better than others, right? Like BurgerFi or Shake Shack. Thank you. Thank you. Who said that? My fellow Shake Shackers. Shake Shack all day. I'll eat a BurgerFi. But okay, or okay, how about Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich or Popeyes? I started a war. The war has begun. Okay, so we just Krispy Kreme donuts. Or I'm not even going to finish that because there is nothing better than Krispy Kreme. I mean, when you drive, thank you. When you see that light is on in the window, you just got to go in and get you that really good glazed donut, the chocolate, and just let the Lord bless you in that room. You can't have it after Wednesday. You're not going to eat that. But up until then, you are free to partake and just drive through. They're even good if you get them a couple days later and put them in the microwave for 30 seconds. It's like you start back at the fresh, almost as if it was the first. Okay, I'm way off the path. So there are some things that are subjective, but you need to know that what's ahead is better. There's really no debate. There's really nothing that's subjective about that. What God has ahead for you is better, and you need to know it. You need to speak it. You need to declare it. I don't care what I see with my natural eyes. I don't care what I feel with my emotions. I'm not going back to systems that don't work. I'm not going to try to control everything when God is telling me to surrender. I'm not going back when I've struggled with anxiety and fear and worry. I'm not going back to that because what's ahead is so much better. So you may ask today, okay, that sounds great. You're excited, but how do I do that? How do I get to the place where I know that what's ahead is better? You're going to have to reach for it and take a step. And the best thing you can do is the first thing is to get a passion for your future. Discover the passion that you have, that God has for you. Discover your passion. What is it that you were created by God to do? See, it's your responsibility to discover the God-given purpose for your life. How do I find that purpose? I'll encourage you again. Stay right after this service. Be here for just a few minutes and go through our Growth Track open house. Learn a little bit. Take that first step. And I'm telling you, Growth Track is going to be happening in a couple of weeks, and you can go and be a part of that. But stay for 15 minutes today and just learn a little bit more. So get a passion for your future and then get clarity on where you want to go. Fasting and prayer will give you clarity. Clarity in your marriage, clarity for finances, clarity in raising your children. I love this verse in Proverbs 29 and verse 18. It says, where there is no vision, this is the King James Version, where there is no vision, the people perish. That word vision there in the Hebrew, in the original language of the Old Testament, is chazon. That word there for vision is calzone, not calzone. As a matter of fact, when I first met my husband, he introduced me to a calzone. I called it a calzone. He almost broke up with me right there. So I guess I've got a calzone on my brain. Okay, so calzone, somebody say, you need some calzone. Right? You need some of that. You need some passion, not calzone, that's after church. But what it means is a revelation, a passion, or a dream. Many of you may not even understand what better could look like. You need to get clarity on the journey of pursuing God. And if you don't have clarity as you're pursuing God, you will die. Now you say that's too heavy. Well, I don't mean die physically, but your dreams will die. Your soul will start to kind of decay because there's no vision. You need a vision. You'll just start saying, what's the point of life? Why wake up tomorrow? You have no vision. You need some calzone. I'm getting calzone after church. Evidently, it's heaven is calling me. No, you need a passion. You need a vision for your life. How many of you right now say, I need some cazon in my life? I need a vision. I need a revelation for what God has for my future, because I'm believing that what's ahead is better. Now, this quickly, this same chapter and verse is in the NIV. I just read the King James Version. And in the NIV translation, it says, where there is no revelation, and that means revelation for your life, you'll cast off restraint. Which just means you won't even care, whatever, do whatever, say whatever. That's where the world is today. But when you attend to what God reveals, they are most blessed. When those who attend to what God, okay, let me keep going. Because if you want better for your life, you've got to have some order for your life. Order comes by having vision and a passion for your life. And then let's read this out of the Proverbs, the Message translation. And it says this, that people, if people can't see what God is doing, they'll stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. I don't just need to ask God to bless me. I need to attend to what God has revealed. That's why I need a revelation. That's why I need vision. I need a dream. I need to fast and pray, pursue God so that he'll speak to me. So I'll have that vision, revelation in my life. Why? Because I'm ready to be most blessed. Many of you and many of people in our nation, their world is just filled with chaos. It's just that's what defines your life right now is chaos. Everything's crazy. It might even be in your lifestyle, in your morals. It's just chaos. It could be that you're just stumbling all over everything. And if you allow that and you don't, and you're blind to the path, that's what's going to happen. And you're going to see that it's just more, you just say that my life's in chaos. It's just, that's just the way it is. Yeah, it's in chaos because there's no clear path. You need a clear path. So it really doesn't matter what road you take. It doesn't matter where you go. You're kind of aimless. But if you attend to what God reveals, that's where the blessing is. What's God saying? I got to get in his presence to find out. What's God speaking to me? Where's that revelation of the Holy Spirit? I need to know what God is speaking. I got to get in the presence of God every day. 21 days, there's power in unity and there's power in the presence of God because there's more coming and what's ahead is better. Come on, somebody. Yes. This is why 21 days of fasting and prayer, our worship team can come back right now, is so phenomenal because it is a reset for your life. Yes. How many of you need a reset? I need a reset. I know I do. Every year we need a reset. So if you're weary in waiting on something, reset your heart and your mind so that you can allow God to refresh you, strengthen you, give you what you need. That's what time in the presence of the Lord is. Some of you, you have been so busy working and you've called it faith. My faith will get, I'm gonna keep my faith out there. I need faith. I'm gonna strengthen my faith, God. God, I need more faith to do. And you know, faith is great. We need faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But there's a step beyond faith. Did you know that today? Oh, I'm just trying to build my faith. I want faith like Pastor Martha. I want faith like OT. I want faith like Danielle. I want that kind of faith like Michael. I want that like Pastor Dan, like Dr. Faith. I want that kind of faith. Did you know that there's something even better than faith? Because if you get lost in the realm of faith, you'll find that you get lost in the realm of striving. If I'll just pray enough, if I'll just believe God, if I'll just get enough scripture, I know I'm not that smart, but if I'll just keep, you know, then finally, if I just keep hand to plow, I'll keep going, I'll keep praying. And then we get so frustrated, weary in the waiting. Abraham did. Abraham got tired of waiting so much that he actually stepped outside of God's plan and birthed something that was not part of God's original intent. So we can get so busy working so hard and keeping your faith strong and you're tired. See, you need to get away with God. You need to get away. I'm talking to somebody right now. I'm telling you, there's more anxiety on the other side. If we don't listen to what the Holy Spirit is drawing us, he's saying, come away with me. 21 days, come away. I've got things for you. I want to strengthen you. Those of you who are weary, come to me. All who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. And we're working so hard to have this strong faith. I'm going to believe. Do you know that faith is an action word? It's got action behind it. It's a verb. It's like, it's action. And when you need faith, we come into the presence of God and we praise Him and we worship Him and He stirs up our hearts. And the culture today tells us so many lies. You need 25 side hustles. You need a top YouTube channel. You need to be the hottest thing that's happening. You need your own podcast. Listen, I know I feel all that. I need a million followers on YouTube and Instagram to even feel like I'm doing anything. And the world's mantra is work, 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 work. That's it. Work, work, work. And we can get so into the busyness of work. Every day I'm hustling. I mean, I know the songs. Y'all don't go to sleep. I will keep you awake. I know the music is a little soft, but okay. I don't know what the rest, if it's bad, please don't. Okay. I don't know. I just know that part. And we're so working, we're so working, we're so busy working. And all of these things are good, they're not bad. But you need to stop hustling and start trusting. See, beyond faith is trust. I may not be able to make anything happen, but God, I trust you. And you know how I know that I'm trusting God? I'm not mad at nobody. I don't wake up agitated. I don't wake up frustrated. If you would just do this, if you would just do that, if you would just move. No, I'm like, God, you're in control. And I'm not saying it's a wake up one day and it's there. You gotta fight in the spirit for that trust. And it's so important because there's more than faith. You gotta know there's more than faith. Faith is built on hope, but trust is built on knowing. Do you hear me today? Faith is built on hope. You need hope. But trust is built on knowing. Faith leads to trust. Trust leads to conviction. I will not be moved. I know what God is able to do. Doesn't matter what my circumstances look like. I'm unwavering in who my God is. Faith is what I believe. Trust is what I know. Can I give this to you really quick, really quick, really quick? Faith is a prospective thing. You thought I would say perspective. No, faith is a prospective thing. That's what it means. It has to do with what might happen in the future. It means it's got potential. It's about things hoped for that haven't yet come into view or being. Your perspective is how you view something. Prospective is the potential that it has in the future. And so when we look at the problem based on how it looks now, we're not looking at it through the eyes of future potential. That's where trust lives. God, I trust you. Trust happens and it's rock solid through performance. It's over time. It's experience. It's a track record. When you get in the presence of God and you begin to have experience and God encounters with Him and you begin to see Him move in your life and see His hand working in your life, it's developing trust because God will come through over and over and over and over. And you start believing. It's more than just trying to strive your way there, but it's God, I know. It's an inner knowing. That's what happens when you spend time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. I encourage you today. How many of you say, I'm ready for this? Just shout amen. 21 days of putting the flesh aside, pursuing God, letting go of the old, pursuing what God has. I want to pray for us today. I believe that God's going to move in this room on your hearts and on your lives. Father, I thank you today that you are giving us the strength that we need, the energy that we need to pursue you. This Wednesday, sundown, we're ready. We're going to pursue you. This Wednesday morning at 6:30 a.m., we're ready. We're going to set our alarm. We're going to get up and begin to pray. Father, I pray nothing would get in the way. Nothing would stop us. Nothing would keep us from moving forward. I pray, God, that everyone in this room that you're calling into this place of a relationship with you, those in this room that a few moments ago gave their hearts to you and received communion, and now they are a part of the kingdom of God, I thank you that you'll begin to speak to them about their next step. And God, you are going to take them on a journey that will be beyond their wildest dreams. It might go through some difficult seasons and some hard moments, but you'll be there for every single step, developing us into who you have created us to be, transforming us into your image. And so I just ask for a grace and an anointing on our 21 days of fasting and prayer. As we submit this time to pursue you, thank you for incredible presence, incredible God encounters. I pray for the 31st, God, that this place would be filled with people who have had a revelation, a dream, a vision, and are ready to worship you with everything they have. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, can we give Jesus a shout of praise? Let's give him praise today. Amen. Would you stand to your feet? And let's end this service for just the next moment or two, worshiping God with everything that we have. Come on, lift up your hands and just say, God, I'm ready to pursue you. I'm ready to chase after you. I'm ready to run after you. Thank you, Father. We thank you. Come on, we sing all my name. Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those of you who give generously to our ministry. This ministry is possible because of you. You can click the link in the description now or give at epiclife.church/give. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and take a screenshot of it and share it with your friends. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.